Hi everyone, and welcome back to TurkishClass101.com. This is Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 1. How many seasons are there in Turkey? Eric here.
Merhaba, I'm Elif.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about the weather. The conversation takes place in an office.
It's between Ahmet and Zeynep.
The speakers are friends, so they'll use informal Turkish. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Yağmur mu yağıyor?
Yok, sadece çiseliyor.
Hava nemli ve rüzgarlı. Fırtına bekleniyormuş.
Evet, öğleden sonra.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Yağmur mu yağıyor?
Yok, sadece çiseliyor.
Hava nemli ve rüzgarlı. Fırtına bekleniyormuş.
Evet, öğleden sonra.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Yağmur mu yağıyor?
Is it raining?
Yok, sadece çiseliyor.
No, just drizzling.
Hava nemli ve rüzgarlı. Fırtına bekleniyormuş.
The weather is humid and windy. A storm is expected.
Evet, öğleden sonra.
Yes, in the afternoon. Elif, do Turkish people have a favorite season? And what can you tell us about the climate in Turkey?
Turkish people love the summer season, as most people get to go on long vacations during the summer months. But you'll often hear complaints of hava çok sıcak, meaning it's so hot.
Turkey also has beautiful beaches that seem perfect for the summer.
Yes. The southern beaches receive floods of both international and domestic tourists. And mountains in the north host those who don't want to get a suntan and prefer the calm of green surroundings.
What about autumn?
After the long summer days of fun and laziness, autumn is when students head back to school and grown-ups go back their jobs. But the autumn months are lively with the traditional preparation of staple foods for the winter.
Is the winter very cold?
Winter is mild in the south and is very harsh in the north. Snow piles can even block village roads in eastern Anatolia.
After that comes spring.
About a month after New Year's celebrations, the weather starts to warm up almost unnoticeably, slowly, a phenomenon called cemre düşmesi in Turkish, which signals the arrival of spring.
Are there any weather idioms?
Yes. For example, when the abundant autumn rains start, people say bardaktan boşalırcasına,
which means as if water is being poured from a glass. Listeners, you can find more words and sayings related to the four seasons in the lesson notes. Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
yağmur.
Rain.
Yağmur. Yağmur.
Next we have
yağmak.
To rain.
Yağmak. Yağmak.
Next we have
çiselemek.
To drizzle.
Çiselemek. Çiselemek.
Next we have
hava.
Weather.
Hava. Hava.
Next we have
nemli.
Humid.
Nemli. Nemli.
Next we have
rüzgarlı.
Windy.
Rüzgarlı. Rüzgarlı.
Next we have
fırtına.
Storm.
Fırtına. Fırtına.
Next we have
beklemek.
To wait.
Beklemek. Beklemek.
And lastly,
öğleden sonra.
Afternoon.
Öğleden sonra. Öğleden sonra.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
yağmak,
meaning to rain, to fall, to drop.
This verb is exclusively used for objects falling down from the sky. The noun form of the verb yağış covers all objects falling from the sky.
Just remember that the verb doesn't say what is falling down, so you should always specify.
Exactly. Just add a noun before the verb, such as yağmur, meaning rain, or kar, meaning snow.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say Rize'de kar yağdı.
Which means, it snowed in Rize. Is there any special idiom that uses this verb?
Yes, a common phrase is, başımıza taş yağacak.
Meaning, we're going to be punished by falling rocks. This is something you'd say after doing something wrong. Okay, what's the next word?
Beklemek.
Meaning to wait or to expect.
In a weather context, beklemek is mostly used in the passive form as an expectation, so beklenmek.
Meaning to be expected. Weather forecasts often use this verb to describe the potential for rain, snow, or hail in an area. Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, Bu ay fırtına beklenmiyor.
Which means, no storm is expected for this month. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about the weather. The weather and the temperature are always the safest topics for making small talk. So let's look at some of the related adjectives.
When describing the weather with adjectives, the adjective goes at the end of the sentence. If you're going to talk about weather in the past tense suffix di or mish can be added to the adjective.
On the other hand, let's remember that present continuous or future tense suffixes or infixes cannot be used with adjectives.
In those cases, the auxiliary verb olmak, meaning to be, should be used.
Which are the four most common adjectives to describe air temperature?
Sıcak.
Which means hot.
Soğuk.
Cold.
Ilık.
Warm.
Serin.
Cool. Can you give us an example using one of these adjectives?
Hava sıcak.
Which means, it's hot.
Listeners, try to replace sıcak with soğuk, ılık, or serin, and add çok, which means too, in front of the adjective. For example, hava çok soğuk.
It's too cold. Let's give some more complex examples.
Sure. For example, you can say, dün kar yağdı ve hava çok soğuktu.
Which means, it snowed yesterday and the temperature was freezing.
You can also say, Mersin'in havası sıcak ve nemlidir.
Mersin is hot and humid. Elif, which words are hot and humid in this example?
Sıcak is hot and nemlidir is humid. Here is an example using ılık, which means warm. İstanbul'da Mayıs ılık olur.
Istanbul is warm during May.
Other useful adjectives could be açık,
meaning bright and clear.
Güneşli,
sunny.
Yağmurlu,
rainy. Listeners, in the lesson notes, you can find more. Now let's add a grammar point, the present continuous tense.
In the dialogue, we had sadece çiseliyor,
meaning it's just drizzling,
and fırtına bekleniyormuş.
A storm is expected.
As you can see, there is a common element in these two verbs, çiseliyor and bekleniyormuş, the infix or suffix yor.
This infix yor is a characteristic of the present continuous tense.
Yes, and it can change into uyor, uyor, or uyor, depending on the vowel harmony rules.
Can we see the entire conjugation for one verb?
Sure. Let's consider çizmek, meaning to draw.
I am drawing is
çiziyorum.
You are drawing
çiziyorsun.
He, she, it is drawing
çiziyor.
We are drawing.
Çiziyoruz.
You are drawing. In the plural form, we have
çiziyorsunuz.
They are drawing.
Çiziyorlar.
Okay, now let's see the negative form.
All you need to do is attach the negative suffix me after the verb root.
But as you know, in Turkish, two vowels cannot exist in sequence.
Therefore, the e in me can't go with the i in ior. So, for example, in çiselemiyor, e drops and the word becomes çiselemiyor.
Okay, let's wrap up this lesson with a couple of sample sentences.
Ankara'da yazın yağmur yağmaz.
It doesn't rain in Ankara during summer.
Bu dolu yağışı beklenmiyordu.
This hail wasn't expected.
Attention, Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Turkish on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Turkish lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to turkishclass101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
호시클은.
Yağmur mu yağıyor?
Yok, sadece çiseliyor.
Hava nemli ve rüzgarlı. Fırtına bekleniyormuş.
Evet, öğleden sonra.